Steve Cochran Show.
Raising a bunch of money in the ALA stair climb, Dave Innitt's team. Mary Vandeveld's in. They're both captains this year. Does that mean you're captaining opposite teams?
No.
We're one
captains.
We're in it to win it.
Unlike some past years,
yeah,
where
there's been vicious infighting.
Never on my part, but there have been others on the staff who have made it a competitive thing, and I never would do that. We're all in this for a great cause.
Dave, the most competitive person on the planet. Yeah,
you know what? You need a mirror, Captain Competitive, over there.
And this way, it's one T-shirt order, so, you know, we're saving money.
Kind of cleans that up, doesn't it? Let me go to a couple of new team members, Dave. I know you're very excited about this.
I am.
That's my family, Maureen Cochran and Ross Cochran. And hold on, let me get them both on the air without hanging up on them.
This is dangerous.
I believe they're both there. Hello!
Hello.
Hey. 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 Incredible technology. Incredible technology.
Looks like you did, Maureen.
Yay.
Welcome to the show.
I'm proud of him. Thank you.
He gets a ribbon.
Really advanced. And good morning, son. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
How long ago did you wake up, Ross?
I'm going to go about 12 and a half minutes.
Listen to his voice. It's so deep. Yes.
Ross worked on the show for a couple of years. He really misses these hours.
I really do.
So, all right. So, Dave, what would you like to tell these new team members?
Well, first of all, I would like to welcome them to the team.
Is there an oath they need to take or anything?
There is. It is, please repeat after me. Say your own name.
Yeah.
Solemnly pledge to climb the stairs.
All four flights.
So I was going to say,
are Maureen and Ross doing all four, Dave?
I don't know. Maureen and Ross, you're doing all four, aren't you?
Can't that be a day decision? Can I decide on the day whether I'm doing all four? Do I have to decide now?
Well, I think you have to sign up to do all four, and then you can just choose to do one or two.
See, if you say
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Listen to the shame.
You got to say you're doing all four.
I will tell you this. As somebody who has done this and has thought, Maureen, that, hey, I'll just do one or two, there is a style in which they shuttle that it makes it feel like you really are going to have to do a walk of shame if you don't want to do the four.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you get to two, and then you're like, all right, I think that's going to do it. I did it. And then there's a vibe that's like, if you give up now.
You guys have both done like 90 floors just in working out for this. So what's the hesitation now? Says the guy who's not doing it.
I'm just, you know, I think any millennial son out there whose mom asks, hey, do you want to climb some stairs? There's no way out of this. So I'm doing as many as mom's doing. And then as soon as she's done, I'm done.
No, that's cool. That's good. So are you guys planning on climbing together then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I figure mom can carry me like she used to.
Hey, Maureen.
Aw, so
Maureen, are you going to let Ross wear headphones, or are you going to plan on doing some chit-chat during the climb?
Oh, I will be chit-chatting. I'm sure we'll be chit-chatting. So if he wants to wear the headphones, that's fine. Yeah, that's good.
Then I'll stick with you, Maureen, because the Dave Innitt always goes with the headphones, too, and ignores me the whole way.
And this whole idea that you're not competitive is just nonsense. I mean, you would bet on a dust bunny falling in this room.
Not at all. This is not a competitive thing. We're a team. We're all banding together to help the American Lung Association and raise funds in the fight for clean air and healthy lungs.
So how does this sponsorship thing work?
Well, you go to WGNradio.com/events or fightforairclimb.org. You can sign up there. You can donate to us, or you can pledge to support Maureen or Ross.
Oh, so you can pledge a flat amount?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'll get your teams a little extra cash here. We'll start this off this way. I'm going to pledge $1,000 to your team, and that's $501 for Maureen and $499 for Ross.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Wow.
It's well done. And by the way, it's not my team. This is the WGN Radio and WGN TV team.
So you're not taking a kickback this year?
Not this year.
Yeah, okay.
Call it the New England Patriots. We call it the Bill Belichick Patriots. So
it's
Dave Innitt's team.
Dave Innitt's
team. Now, Ross, Maureen, do you guys have any questions for Dave or Mary Vandeveld who've done this?
Mary, what should I wear?
Oh. Well,
actually, Maureen, let me handle that.
Dave?
Go ahead, Mary.
No, just workout pants of any sort. And then you
pants are, I think, aren't going to get too hot in pants.
Wear a capris. Do the capris things. Yeah. Okay. Or shorts, right. Either one. And then we're going to get a team t-shirt, I'm sure. So you'll have that. Yeah. You already got it figured out.
Do we know what color
we're
going with?
Everyone loves a team t-shirt.
What team color are we going with?
Well, we've gone with different colors every year. Green last year was purple and white a couple of years ago. We did red one year. So
purple and white, that was our high school colors. Oh, I should have done it.
Well, it's Dave, you know.
Yeah. So as the number one benefactor, Steve, you're the guy giving the money. You get to choose the color.
And they should say Enna to win it. So.
Oh, it's going
to
shock you. If I'm picking, it's black.
Can I?
No, you can't. You don't like to sweat in black. That's not a good color.
Maureen and Ross, who's been training more in your family?
Oh, that would be me for
Mary,
sure. Right, Ross?
Yeah, it's definitely been you. But Mary, what should I wear?
Capris.
Capris. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. My mom's definitely been training more. She'll just send me screenshots of how much she had done. Mm-hmm. You know, how many stairs she's climbed.
Taunting her son.
And yeah. So then I got to find a way to get to the gym to try to just keep up with my mother.
I'm kind of hoping that Maureen does all four and that Ross can't hang.
You know, there's a chance of that, certainly. But.
I know. I find that's what I want.
And there is absolutely no chance of Ross doing all four and me not being able
to hang. Right. I know that's not an option.
Yeah.
Well, if he wants to stay in the will.
Make sure
you'll call an ambulance. Somebody will get me up those last two stories.
We'll all help.
You'll be fine.
Not go home.
You guys will be fine. The one piece of advice I would give you first time climbing is pace yourself at the beginning. Don't. Because you look at the first couple steps, you go, oh, this is a piece of cake. And you start going, and I did that the first year with Mary. If you remember, we got off to a real fast start. And
by
the top
died.
Of Tower One, I was like, oh, wait a minute, I started too quickly.
We're like, we're not going on. Yeah, we have to. Because Dave takes a video after each tower.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you kind of have to keep it up. Keep going.
Is the greatest danger the elevator ride with other sweaty people back down to the basement for the next tower start?
Now,
Steve, will you be on the street parked in the car just waiting for them to finish and they get in and in the Tahoe? And
I may have something going on that morning.
We go have Bloody Marys afterwards.
Now, you know what? I'll co-host with Dean. I'll come down and I'll co-host with Dean if Dean's broadcasting from there as he's done in the past. And listen, I would do it, but I don't want to show you two up.
There's always next year.
I have a serious question, Ross. That beard of yours, when you've done the 90 floors, does the sweat just drip off the beard? How does that work?
Yeah, no, my gym has actually designated an entire floor just for me because of how much I sweat when I'm training for the start climb.
Now, Ross, will you shave the beard for the climb?
No, don't do that.
Be more aerodynamic? No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
No.
You see, he's just like we just saw Julian Edelman. You can be a top-flight athlete with a crazy beard.
Well, listen, both of these contestants, I will call them, Ross and Maureen, they're both athletes.
Yeah.
So when they blow by the rest of the team and then mock them at
no trash talking, Steve.
Hour.
Easy.
Yeah. Back I'm going to go more like I'm a low-flight athlete. Like, I'm not really a top-flight, but I am a low-flight athlete, sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dave, any final words, Captain Dave or Captain Mary?
No, I just am thrilled to have Ross and Maureen on the team. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great day again. Sunday, March 10th at Presidential Towers, and we're going to have a great time.
Remember to hydrate. Very important.
This doesn't include Ross, but if you go to Steve Cochran's show's Instagram account, what is it? Cochran's Too Old for Insta?
Cochran Too Old for Insta.
Yeah, there you can see an awesome picture of Steve and Maureen and baby Amy and some dog.
Some dog? That's Cleo. How dare you?
Some dog.
But Amy's like not even one in that picture, right?
No,
she's like an infant. So it's a classic. Yeah. It must be seen by everybody.
Yes, definitely check it out. Along with all the fine photos featured there at other places.
And I know people always say this, but Maureen really hasn't aged.
No, that's true.
But you look different, but Maureen does not look much different.
Yes, I do. Yes, this business has been good to me. All right, son, what's the plan? Are you going back to bed?
No. As far as you're concerned, I never woke up.
Okay, all right. And were you happy to be here?
I'm always happy to be here.
Okay. And wife, what are you doing?
Wife?
Wife. That's the name.
Steve keeps it simple. He calls Ross son, Amy daughter, and I'm wife. So there you go.
Listen, at my age, labels are helpful.
At least you're not my bride. Ooh.
No, let's not get creepy about it. All right, thanks for being on the show. I know you got to run and do other shows, but thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks. See you on March 10th.
Keep training.
There you go.
That's
great. There you go.
Oh, I'm excited to have them on the team.
I want Maureen to beat Ross by like a full tower. You know, like be done.
This is not a competition.
I want it to be a competition.
No.
I like she's got mom strength in addition to just being. But
listen, she is as competitive as it gets.
Right. She used to do triathlons,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So she'll probably do five towers. And I don't have that time to wait.
Maybe, she'll just start randomly going upstairs.
I also want her to beat Dave Bennett.
She finishes that fourth tower. I'll be going, you know, grab an elevator. We got to roll.
She'll be over at the Ogilvy Center just going up and downstairs. She just keeps going all the way through the loop.
Every building.